Ilsa Stewart was one of the cabinet secretaries that had been with Doyle from the beginning. When the governor was elected to his first term, Ilsa Stewart had just left a lengthy tenure as head of the Wisconsin Federation of Cooperatives. Doyle recalls asking his advice for who to appoint as state ag secretary.
And at the conclusion of that conversation, I said, Rod, you're the guy that should do this.
Doyle says you have to go back three generations to find any farmers in his family, so he relied on Ilsa Stewart's advice when it came to agriculture.
You know, I really knew that I needed a strong secretary who had a big vision that was consistent with mine, but who also really knew how to get this done. And so Rod and I worked very closely, but, I really want to say Rod is the visionary. He's the one that really set the course of what we've done over the last 8 years.
Doyle credits Ilsa Stewart for turning around the dairy industry, helping to improve cheese and milk production, and moving to keep farmland in production. He was also an ambassador for Doyle, whether in meetings with legislators or with farm groups on different sides of an issue. Doyle says Ilsa Stewart had a knack for diffusing tense situations.
He was a very direct and honest and warm and decent person, which goes a long way. I think people knew he was never playing games with them.
Ilsa Stewart was 62 years old. His family planned to announce funeral arrangements in the near future. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.